Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony calling from Washington Opinion Surveys. The reason we're calling, we're not selling anything. We're just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. I can speak with the audience.
Oh, hold on a second. How long is this going to take? I'm in the middle of dinner. Not quite. And you're disturbing my wine, but how long is it going to take?
Okay, ma'am, this takes about...
More than 5 minutes?
About 10 minutes, okay, to be exact. But if you
okay,
want to...
get moving.
Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, just... just for qualification purpose for this survey, okay, does anyone in the household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Well, we use television. We have 3 computers. Is that what you're talking about? I am not sure what you mean.
No, ma'am. This is if anybody works, you know, for a news media outlet.
Oh, no, no, no. We're all retired.
Okay.
We are the baby boomer. Watch out. Okay. Here we come.
Okay, ma'am, are you registered to vote in Washington?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right, ma'am, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November 2024 elections for president?
Absolutely, positively.
Okay. All right, ma'am, just for qualification purposes, what is your age?
We're 77. By then, one of us will be 78. Okay, just leave it 77.
77. Okay, and just to be sure that we represent everybody, may I ask, what is your race, ma'am?
White.
Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, an independent, or something else?
Independent. I lean right now absolute Democrat.
All right, ma'am.
I'm
now okay. And thinking about the
direction... That's your second question.
Now thinking about the direction the country's headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country's headed?
I'm satisfied.
Satisfied. Okay, thank you. Okay, and generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden's handling his job as president?
I approve.
Would that be strongly or just somewhat approve?
Strong.
Strongly.
People
okay,
just don't know what he's doing because he doesn't. Never mind.
Okay, ma'am, and generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove the way Marie Glossenkamp Perez is handling her job?
Yes, Perez, yes. She's not.
Okay.
That's her husband's name, yes.
Okay, would that be
she's
a strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strong, yeah.
Okay.
She's in the paper all the time doing something here.
Okay, and thinking about the issues, you know, the country's facing now, which of the following would you say is the most important issue for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to 2, okay? The first one would be improving K-12 education, combating threats to our democracy, climate change and protecting the environment, growing the economy and creating jobs, reducing crime and gun violence, improving road, bridges, and infrastructure, border security, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, fighting inflation and lowering costs, or protecting abortion and reproductive rights?
You know what? That's a really tough one because there's about 6 there that I would put at top. But you know what? Because I'm a woman, I'm going to say abortion and productive rights. Normally,
and
I would say climate change.
And what else? You can pick 2.
Oh, I can. Climate
yes.
change.
Climate
Absolutely.
Change. Okay, let me see, improving, combining climate change and protecting the environment. Okay, thank you.
Right.
All right, ma'am, now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you're very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you're very cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you're not particularly warm or cold, okay, like a neutral, but you may use any number from 0 to 100 depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of that person or organization, just let me know, okay? The first one will be Bob.
Excuse me, what happened to 1 to 10? Who did this poll? Okay, go ahead. Name me the person.
Bob Ferguson.
Don't know.
Okay.
Never heard of him.
Never heard of him. Okay, what about Joe Biden from 0 to 100?
100.
100, okay. Donald Trump.
Minus 0.
Okay. Dave Reichert.
Never heard of him.
Never heard of him. Okay, Joe Kent.
Zero minus.
Zero. Okay. Marie Glossenkamp Perez.
100.
100. Okay. Democrats in Congress.
75.
75. And Republicans in Congress.
Zero.
Zero. Okay. Thank you. All right, ma'am. And if the election for president were held today, and would you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Yes. No. Biden, of course.
Joe Biden? Okay.
No choice.
Okay, ma'am, if the election for Congress in Washington, you know, 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Democrat Marie Glossenkamp?
Yes.
Perez,
yes.
Or Republican
no,
Joe
not,
Biden?
No, not right. Oh, there's another one there, by the way. There's another one that's coming up against him, thank God. But I'll take Marie.
Okay.
There's another Republican in the race.
Okay, even though you are not supporting Joe Kent now, what are the chances that you might support him for Congress in November 2024? Is there like a
never,
chance that you might support
never,
him?
Never,
okay,
never.
So no chance at all, right?
Never.
Okay. All right, ma'am, now I'd like to ask you about...
I want to know, and you probably don't know. I want to know who's supporting. How did they find him? Who, what corporation found this kid? I just want to know.
That's yeah, disgusting. We don't... Yeah.
Oh my God.
We gotta keep.
Oh my God. You have no idea. They had AK-15-16 rifles and wouldn't let NBC News end during the polling time.
Okay.
We don't want fake news here. Oh my God.
Okay, ma'am. Next,
okay.
I'd like
keep
to,
going.
To ask you some qualities in, you know, attributes that some people consider important to their member of Congress. For each of the following statements, please tell me how important it is to you on a scale from 0 to 10. Use a 0 if you don't think it's important at all, 5 if somewhat important, and 10 if you think extremely important quality or attribute in your member of Congress. Okay, you may use any number from 0 to 10. Someone who will stand up, you know, to the attacks on reproductive rights like abortion, contraception,
ten.
And IVF. Okay?
Ten.
A leader who is a workhorse and not a show horse.
Oh, God, 10.
Okay. Someone
that's a good one.
Who puts doing what's right about politics.
You got a 10 there. I got to put you on speakerphone because I got to finish my cooking. Hold on.
Okay, no problem, ma'am. Okay, what about a...
I can hear you.
Okay, what about a moderate who will oppose extremists from the left and from the right?
I'll make an 8.
8. Okay, what about someone who really understands the hopes, dreams, and the struggles of working class people because they are working class themselves?
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a 10.
Another 10, okay. A fighter who will go to Washington to shake things up and make government work for us.
Well, I've never heard of that in my life, but go ahead. That's a 10.
A 10, okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am.
That doesn't
remember, all right, ma'am, now I'm going to read you a few statements about, you know, that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I'll be talking about Marie Glossenkamp Perez, okay? Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is very convincing reason to support Marie Glossenkamp Perez for Congress. 5 means it's somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means it's not all convincing reason, okay, to support her for Congress. But you can use any number from 0 to 10. The first one says... Marie Glossenkamp Perez is a true, you know, true independent voice for our district, and she doesn't play parties in politics games, political games. I mean, Marie has broken with, you know, with the Democratic Party on several key votes in Congress. Rather, you know, than voting the party line, she voted her conscience and did what she thought, you know, was best for our district.
I see what she does is publish.
Okay.
As the
Colombian stated, you know, quote, such independence is refreshing, particularly for the first term, you know, representative. So is Perez, you know, sense of duty to her district rather than party. Would you say that's not all convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing from 0 to 10?
Very convincing.
What number would you give from 0 to 10?
You asking those other things. 10.
Okay, 10. All right, ma'am. And,
surprisingly, in
February 2020, Marie Glossenkamp-Perez miscarried at 16 weeks pregnant. She was told her life was at risk without an immediate abortion, and Planned Parenthood was the only clinic that could see her. And so after the tragedy of losing her pregnancy, Marie had to walk, through a wall of protesters to get...
Wait a minute.
Needed.
There's no such thing. No. Abortion is all right here. Where are you getting this from?
Okay, that's
this
what the...
I won't answer this. This is a wrong thing.
Marie believes women have the right to control their own bodies, period.
Yes,
and we cannot count. We cannot count on her to stand up for reproductive rights and fight back against politicians who want to make women's decisions for them. Would you say that?
I agree.
Not convincing, somewhat convincing.
I'll tell you right now, Marie Glossenkamp, I don't think she ever did that. And number one, if she did, it's available everywhere. So I don't know what they're talking about and who put this together.
Okay. Well, that's what is written here, okay?
No. This is bad. What's the company you're representing?
This is called Washington Opinion Service, okay? That's the name of the company.
Right, whatever. It's garbage. Go ahead.
Okay, so, what number would you give it from 0 to 10?
I guess it's 10 because, already told you earlier, I'm for that.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, Maria Glossenkamp-Perez, shows up. She listens to our committee and takes our concerns back to Congress. For instance, Marie made improving local infrastructure a priority and succeeded in securing the $600 million needed to repair I-5 bridge, and which will create local jobs and improve traffic and commerce throughout the region. She also sponsored bills to expand child care in rural Washington, helping bring down the cost for families. Marie listens to us and works to find solutions to our real world problems. That's a different kind of leader. Would you say that's not all convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing from 0 to 10?
Convincing, but again, you're misrepresenting the I-5 bridge. That's nothing to do with her, but that's okay.
Well, they're talking about infrastructure, that's why they...
I'll tell you why there's infrastructure. She's been in the paper. She's had, my buddy from the transportation secretary, can't think of his name right now, three times in tiny towns. And the town near us is a very small town, and they got $6.5 million to build something. And she and Buttigieg were there, secretary of transportation. I'm underwriting it. So she is doing these things, and I think that's positive. Don't forget, this is her first time, a young mom, in the government.
Okay?
She's got to feel her way through this.
Okay,
but
so what number would you say is very convincing?
Yeah.
Somewhat, or
yeah, no, she is. Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. Okay, ma'am, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't. But, and I'd like to ask you again, if the election for Congress for 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Democrat Marie Glossenkamp-Perez or a Republican Joe Kent?
Marie
Glossenkamp-Perez. Okay, thank you.
You have no idea.
Okay, ma'am, now, we're almost done with the survey. I only have a few statements I'm going to read to you, and we should be done, okay? I really thank you for your time. Okay, now I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns that some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, we'll be talking about Joe Kent, okay? Others will hear statements about other candidates. Okay, please rate me on a statement from 0 to 10. What 10 means, the statement gives you serious doubts about supporting Joe Kent for Congress. 5 gives you some doubts, and 0 means it doesn't give you any doubts about supporting Joe Kent, okay, for Congress. But you can use any number from 0 to 10. Okay, the first one says Joe Kent doesn't respect the will of the people, you know, and refuses to accept the results of elections he doesn't agree with. He wants to eliminate voting by mail. He has allied with criminal conspiracies to overturn the 2020 election, and he supported the rioters who attacked the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. He even took part of the ridiculous election fraud lawsuit here in Washington State, claiming Jay Inslee, you know, lost the governor race and Lauren Koch is the governor. Joe Kent extreme beliefs are, you know, a threat to voting rights and to free and fair elections. Would you say that gives you no doubts, some doubts, or serious doubts about supporting him?
Serious doubts of ever voting for this person, yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay. And the other one said we need a leader who will focus on the real everyday challenges, you know, of our working people, not on his own extremist partisan nonsense. And Joe Kent is Mr. Extremist Partisan Nonsense. He wants to defund the FBI, and he opposes fixing the dangerously deteriorated I-5 bridge because he says that we make it, you know, a quote, Antifa super highway, unquote, and the Democrats will use it to send criminals into our district. Nonsense. However, does any of, you know, that help with the everyday challenges of working people who live in our district? We need representatives in Congress who will deliver for our district, not nonsense, you know, someone focused on nonsense. Would you say that gives you no doubts, some doubts, or serious doubt about supporting him?
No, supporting him?
Yes,
no.
Serious doubts or
serious.
No doubts.
I mean,
okay.
I'm impressed that you keep a straight face reading that.
Okay. Okay. What number would you give him from 0 to 10 about not supporting him?
10.
10. Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
Not changing my mind on that one.
Okay.
After
hearing more about Joe Kent, would you say you are more or less likely to support him for Congress?
I will not support him.
So be much less likely or just somewhat less likely?
Much.
Much less.
But likely. I already knew all this because I read everything.
Okay, given everything that you just heard about Joe Kent, what would you say is the most convincing reason not to support him for Congress, in your own words, ma'am?
He has no idea how to run a country. He has no concept, and he's totally ignorant. And there are some big bucks behind him running this little program from the Trump MAGA group. That's what I'm thinking. That's pretty obvious.
Okay.
So you pick whatever you want. I don't care.
So he say he has no idea how to run the country or just the state?
He has no idea of what's going on. I don't know where he gets his ideas. He is bizarre. He makes Trump look like a middle roader. That's pretty scary.
Okay.
Trump should be in prison, we know that, but whatever. He's going there. As slippery as he is.
Okay, but...
Yeah, I told you you didn't want to listen to me.
Okay, he has no sense, right?
Oh, no. He has no concept of how to run this state. He's an extremist. He is an extremist. And I don't know where he's get these stupid ideas, but somebody's feeding them to him. You're not familiar with him, are you?
No, ma'am. I'm just doing the survey, okay?
Well, I need to fill you in. He came out of the blue, very handsome, ex-Marine, actually, He has two beautiful little children. He's handsome, handsome, handsome. His wife was in the Army as well and was killed on duty. So he's a widower. It's just perfect. He's perfect, right? Except he's a total idiot. And I don't know where they found him, how they picked him up. And, I mean, so people are going, oh, my God, poor, you know, no, he's nuttier than a fruitcake. And if you had written, if you had seen what he wrote in the a voting thing, because we have always had, for 15, 20 years, we've been voting by mail here. If you saw what he wrote, first day he was going to do this crazy stuff, I thought, he's nuttier than a fruitcake. Somebody,
okay.
Anyway, now you've got, okay, this is your second
right.
line.
Okay, ma'am, the last few questions are just for statistical purpose only, okay? We are pretty much done with the survey. Okay, what is the last year of schooling that you completed?
I graduated from college.
Okay, graduated college. And are you married, unmarried, live with a partner, single, separated?
I am married for 57 years, oh my God.
Okay, and do you have any children, 18 years of age, younger, or younger living in your household?
No.
All right, ma'am, and thinking about your approach on political issues, would you describe yourself to be very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate?
I am liberal.
Would that be very liberal or just somewhat?
No, just somewhat liberal.
Somewhat liberal. All right, ma'am, and how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
You know what? I am a Catholic, but I sort of left the Catholic Church. So right now, it's sort of never. But, let's leave it at that.
Ma'am. Okay, ma'am.
But I'm Catholic, that counts every born of being Christian around here.
Okay. All right, ma'am. This concludes our survey. I really thank you for your time and your participation. Okay, you have a great
You're
day.
You're welcome. I knew this was coming. There's more coming.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
You just